In a world full of boring stories, bad videos, and marketing misinformation, one very tall man with a weird last name will use his microphone.
Is this thing on?
Use his video marketing knowledge.
It's the red button, right?
And use his friends.
Please be on the show.
To change that. You are listening to the Garlic Marketing Show with Ian. What? No, that's how you pronounce it. Well, if you say so, your host, Ian Garlic.
Welcome back, storytellers, to the Garlic Marketing Show. Ian Garlic here, and today we're going to talk about email and e-commerce and how to boost to 10,000 subscribers, how to increase conversion, increase your average orders, all using email the right way, which a lot of people aren't using at all. But before we get started with our guest, Daniel, don't forget this is brought to you by storycruise.com, the ultimate resource for finding videographers, for finding editors, for finding video professionals that know marketing for your e-commerce business or any other business. All right, Mr. Daniel Badai, thank you for joining us today.
Hey everyone, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for the invite.
Yes, and Daniel does email marketing for e-commerce. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. And towards the end, we're going to talk a little bit about how you can easily get up to 10,000 subscribers in a week using multi-channel marketing on Facebook, email, and text. But before we get started, how did you get into email marketing for e-commerce? I always like that backstory.
Yeah, great question. And I think it's always a great question in the marketing era. Nobody studies it at the uni and they just end up as an email marketer. So believe it or not, I used to be a geologist and I learned a lot of physics, maths, chemistry at the uni. But back then, 4 years ago, the oil prices dropped and I couldn't find a job with this profession. So I just really loved writing, so I started writing ads on Upwork. I started out as a copywriter, and after a while, I just wanted to, do something which is more like on a strategic level. So I started not just writing the copy, but creating the whole strategy for e-commerce clients. Regarding their email marketing. And this is how I got started back then, like 4 years ago.
What do you think the biggest mistakes e-commerce and anyone's making in email marketing?
So first of all, not sending emails. I still know many business owners and e-com marketers who just don't send emails. It's a lot of money left on the table. We can increase their revenue, and anyone can increase their revenue by 20, 30, 40% using emails. So probably that's the first one. And after is really probably the second thing would be just sending to the whole email list, not segmenting people, not sending relevant stuff, relevant information and offers to them. So first of all, send emails and after segment them and send good stuff to them, not junk offers.
Awesome. It seems obvious, but what are some of the key ways that you would be segmenting a list?
You can segment based on different criteria. I would start with segmenting based on engagement. So you can, let's say you use a software like Klaviyo or even MailChimp can do this. And you should segment those people who opened an email at least in the last 30 days. Then you can segment those who opened in the last 90 days. And finally, those who opened in the last 1 year. And these segments will be bigger and bigger, but the engagement will be less and less as the segment is bigger. This is one criteria. Other one could be product, what they purchased before or what they are interested in. Especially if you are a fashion store, you should segment male and female separately, or it can be kids. Just 1 hour ago, I talked with a gifts company and they sell gifts to very different people, like the elderly, kids, women, men, students, and you should segment all of those people because they have a very different interest. So probably these two, one is based on engagement, the other one is based on product interest. You can also segment based on location, language, of course. So, you know, there are many other ways to segment as well.
What's really working for you right now that is new in the segmenting world?
I think engagement is evergreen. That's still the main thing. We also do segmentation based on order value, especially for stores where there are hundreds of products. So we find those folks who buy only for $20 or those who buy for $1,000. For example, we work with a big electronics store, and you know, buying a mouse is very different than buying a fridge, and we should segment those people. This AOV based, or now we also ask people in pop-ups, in website pop-ups about their interest, and they can use check boxes and they just simply check their interest and we can segment them later. So that works very well too.
Love it. And, you know, because segmentation is so important in figuring out those ways. But then once you do it, what's the best way to figure out which emails to send? And, you know, are you just sending offers all the time? Especially in e-commerce, it's kind of tough to not just send sales.
I think creative is huge. It's very underrated. And personally, I think my team is great at doing good creatives. So we send simple sales emails. When there is Black Friday, we send a series of 5, 6, 7 emails sending different offers. We can also do a flash sale campaign for 24 hours. But beside that, what really works, we send out customer reviews and we put in the different reviews and the link of the product page. And we don't do any sales, just here's the review, it's an amazing product, and so on, here's the link, check it out. And it works very well, even better than sales emails many times. We can send content, videos, if they have it, blog articles. And my favorite is, believe it or not, is Monday jokes. So when I just started out with my career, it was a rainy day, I remember, and back then I worked with clients based on referrals. So let's say I made 5K for them and I got a percentage. So I was very, you know, incentivized to come up with creative ideas. And I didn't want to do sales again and again. So I was like, okay, it's a boring Monday. I hate it, to be honest. Probably it's the same for other people. So how about sending jokes to people and just put there some product links? And it generated more than $1,000, one campaign with simple jokes. And we still do it since then. It works for most e-commerce stores. It's just amazing. We just send jokes and some product page links.
You know, you have a Facebook group. Tell me about your Facebook group. We'll put a link down below. But what's in the Facebook group?
Basically, we have around 900 people now. I take care of every member. So I deleted like 200 members. I personally messaged everyone if they want to stay in. So I think we take it very seriously. We want engaged people. But basically, we want to see there people who are really serious about growth and you know, growth of their e-commerce businesses. And we talk about email marketing, messenger, SMS marketing, and even more. So I think we try to see it as a very holistic thing. So we also talk about sometimes Facebook ads, CRO, and just we want to see the whole e-commerce universe, let's say, not just email marketing. There are so many email marketers who just, you know, they just create the emails and my job is done. We want to do it differently. We want to see the overall view of the e-commerce world, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's all connected. You have to stack those strategies. It's so important. People, you know, and I see that happen a lot in companies. Like, oh, I'm going to go with this email guy. I'm going to get this Facebook guy. I'm going to get this guy. And they're all saying different stuff. And it doesn't, and it shouldn't be the exact same stuff, but it should be connected, correct?
Yeah, yeah. And that's the other thing that, let's say you have an e-commerce business, you have a problem. You go to an email guy. What's the solution? To send emails. You go to a Facebook guy. What's the solution? To do more ads. You go to an SEO guy. You should do more SEO. So everyone tries to solve the problem through their own glasses. And nobody tells you the real truth, or at least not many agencies. I think that's a problem. So
I agree. You know, when anyone comes to us, that's why I do, we do a blueprint, a storyboard blueprint with clients, and we think about everything that they should be doing, because the videos that we create should be in context of everything else. And it's to not think that way, it's just a waste of time, isn't it?
And money and everything. Exactly.
So speaking of videos, how are you using videos in email and text in your campaigns?
Yeah, so videos are tricky for us, because in email you cannot send videos. What you can do is create GIFs or GIFs from the video. Those work very well because those are animated and they really catch the attention, the eyes of people. Or we can use a thumbnail and people can click that. And by the way, video thumbnails and GIFs, they have the highest click rate in emails. They really catch the eye. People love clicking thumbnails in emails. So everyone should really use this. For SMS, we can send images. And for Messenger, we can use videos as well. That's more... we can send videos too, but for email it's tricky. You should use thumbnails or GIFs, but if you have videos, you should definitely create thumbnails and GIFs from those and put into emails. They have a super high click rate.
That's great. You can do so much with that. But you know, for us, when we create videos, we always come with from a copywriting mindset, a direct response copywriting mindset. And you, at the beginning, you said you started in copywriting. What's the difference between copywriting and just being a good writer in your mind?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. So by good writer, what do you mean? Like Hemingway
type? Yeah, I mean, because I think a lot of people out there are good writers, you know, can write a good email, but they don't, or maybe write something that's interesting to read, but it's not good copy.
Yeah, that's true. So I think the main difference is knowing psychology as a copywriter, sales psychology, understanding the, you know, different words, how they affect the human mind, the reader's mind. And I think that's the crucial thing. And actually, I know copywriters, so let's flip it. I know copywriters who are not as good writers, but they are very good copywriters because they understand psychology. So I think psychology is the main part to be a good copywriter. And really, you know, like having a solid subject line or headline, a solid call to action. I know writers who can write a lot, like long pages. But this is why it's not a good sales copy. It's just too long. There is no one single call to action. And it's nice to read, but it's not good for sales.
Yeah. So, yeah, and you mentioned subject lines. What are the elements of a great subject line for an e-commerce email?
There are different formulas for subject lines. You can use questions. You can make it short. You can use numbers. And there are different formulas. And everyone can find those on Google. Actually, this month, we will try out an AI tool and we will A-B test it, the AI, with our copywriters. So I'm really interested what the results will be. If AI wins, then that will be very interesting. I think if you want to write good subject lines, then find those formulas on Google. Yeah, you can find Gary Halbert or some big copywriters, and those guys have a lot of formulas and you can use those. Probably the biggest principle is just keep them short. again. Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. And so, you know, now we've got subject lines. You're talking before the show about how you can possibly get 10,000 subscribers in a week using this multi-variable method, multi-list method. Can you explain that to me? I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, sure. So we started testing it around summer and it brought amazing results to our clients. We have one client where one single email flow creates 20% of the monthly revenue. And it's, I think they are in the low eight-figure zone, this client. So it's a big store. So, what you can do, create a click-to-messenger ads, and the incoming traffic should go into a messenger flow. Messenger chatbot flow. You can use ManyChat or you can use Recard. We use Recard for this. And in this messenger flow, you can ask for their email address and their phone number as well. And because Facebook already knows your data, your email and your phone number, Messenger shows you your own email, and you don't even have to type it in. You just have to tap your screen, and you already subscribe to your email list as well. And you can do the same with your phone number. So basically, with Facebook ads, you can get email, Messenger, and phone subscribers with two or three taps, and you will get the contact in three different lists. And you can send email campaigns, SMS campaign, Messenger, and it will generate nice revenue. And once you can see the numbers on the back end, like how much money emails make and SMS and Messenger, let's say one subscriber makes like $5. And to get one subscriber on Facebook, it's, I don't know, $1. You can see the numbers. And if you have a nice ROI on the subscribers, you can scale it up with Facebook ads very quickly. And this is, and if the numbers make sense, you get one subscriber for $1 and you get $5 on the back end from the lists, then you can scale it up to the moon quite quickly. And you can get 10K subscribers in 1 week. So yeah, this is how you can do it.
Nice. I love it. Awesome. So tell me about who your ideal customers are, who your ideal clients are, and how you work with them.
Yeah. So basically, we work with mostly with seven-figure e-commerce stores. We have some low eight-figure guys, some in the six-figure zone, and mostly from Europe and US, Canada. And I would say in every different e-commerce niches, so fashion, pet products, even arts, electronics. We worked with more than 60 stores in the last 2 years. If you already have a good product or good products and you have some website traffic coming in, and probably if you are not a dropshipper, I would say, then we can work together. And we can help you. Email, SMS, and Messenger works for, I would say, 95% of e-commerce businesses. It's even better than Facebook and Google Ads and anything else. It's been, email has been here for 30 years. It still works. People read emails. So yeah, it's just amazing how stable it is as a revenue source.
Yep. I think. And you own the channel.
That's the other thing. That's so important. Same with SMS and Messenger is not like that because it's Facebook.
Well, that can go away. But, you know, if you have the SMS and email, those two things, you can always make some money if you have a list. Love it. Well, Daniel Budai, we're going to put a link to the Facebook group. You can go to thebudaimedia.com. We'll put a link to that in the show. Daniel, thank you so much for being on the show and talking to us about email and e-commerce.
Yeah, thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Awesome. And thank you all for listening. Daniel and I, this has been Iron Garlic and the Garlic Marketing Show. Video, you know what will make you an authority? You know it will get you more leads. better leads that close faster and spend more with you. And video stories will help you be remembered and connect with those perfect clients. The problem is, where do you start? StoryCruise.com is the place to go. It's like a film crew with an S. What's your strategy? Do you do it yourself? Do you hire a videographer, an agency? Do you need an editor? How do you know if they really know your business and how to make videos for business that work? The answer to all of this and more can be found at StoryCruise.com. It is the place to find the latest video marketing strategies, the best gear for your business, as well as videographers, editors, and agencies near you that are trained in video storytelling for business. Go to StoryCruise.com/garlic to get special insider info for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show, including special access to several of my courses, including my case story course. Go to StoryCruise.com/garlic to get a whole bunch of special offers just for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show. Whether you're looking for a videographer or to do it yourself, go to StoryCruise.com/garlic to get started today.
That's it for the Garlic Marketing Show. If you want to get the inside scoop and the latest techniques, make sure to follow Ian Garlic on Facebook.